love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Greetings. This is the automatically deleted husband with pretty good confidence today that if not yesterday, by today, the DVDs should have arrived. So Jim and Madge Cross should have three DVDs that I would hope, I would request that they watch at least one. I think they all have value. I would suggest more important than watching a silly movie or a sporting event. Then, of course, the same thing will be true for George should be in possession of his tie, considering the tie should have arrived at your residence. The question is, was it preempted? So I'm going to be in hope that George is in possession not only of the tie, that the birthday cards have been passed out, and that some, at least, of my family will watch the DVDs. The one for George is going to be intense. It's going to have an impact. One of the things that has grown to concern me, because I do follow what's going on in other places of the world, in the UK, they're now putting in policies, laws, and mechanisms so kids could spy on their parents. I have said over and over again that, we are the Fourth Reich, that masks are the armbands of 100 years ago and so forth. Well, that's exactly what happened 100 years ago. Kids turning in their parents. That happened in Nazi Germany. It happened in the Soviet Union. Same thing again. Do you think it's going to happen here? Well, actually, in some places, with a slightly different flavor, it already is. And it was also fascinating that, I expressed my concern for my kids. You know, what I went through being disfavored because of things that I would say or attempted to do at places, like Westar or Volvo and things of that nature, didn't go over well. I constantly have in my mind, well, not constantly, anyway, I often think when I worked there at Volvo for however many few weeks it was there, I think it was a 3-month contract. I did it in 2 weeks and I stayed there for 4 weeks. I think that's right. But I remember around week two, maybe week three, the guy I was working with, we each had our separate cubicles, and I remember turning around, seeing him there, and he had his arms reaching over the cubicle and kind of waved, "Slow down," is what he told me. Because you see, being productive, doing things, striving to do things well, doesn't go over well in the corporate environment. And I find that fascinating. And those things are increasing radically. There just saw a report where a woman who had an account on Gab and Parler and also was a professing Christian and stated such, because she said that, her employer said, "I'm sorry, we can't have that here." And they fired her. So those kind of things are going to increase. And I don't think my kids are being prepared for that. The world is going crazy. I don't know how many people know about it in the U.S. But in the last many months, it's happening still today. But in the last many months, was it a month ago or so, they had the largest protest apparently in history, in India, where something like 300 million people unified across the country for a protest. This is in reference to laws for farmers and whatnot. I mean, gargantuan. Because there are people reacting poorly about the intrusiveness of the government. You know, the places where riots are happening around the world because of lockdowns and mask restrictions. I mean, some of them turning violent. I think it's in Holland. Is it Portugal? Several places in the UK and other places and some places here. I don't know how many have turned violent here, but they've turned violent in Europe. Because you know, when the government crushes you, people fight back. It's amazing. And you know, and of course, my friend David Tulis is striving to battle the Tennessee governor. And I saw a comment that I thought was interesting. I forget where it came from, but the comment was, first, China is now pushing anal swabs for COVID-19, which means they're now pushing the insane narrative that COVID lives in your butt, but you have to wear a diaper on your face. You know, because David Tulis was one of many who calls the mask a facial diaper. But all these things concern me, because you know, especially with like the election, the politics around it, there's a whole bunch of sensationalism going on. About COVID-19, the pros and cons. There's a whole lot of sensationalism around 5G and things of that nature. And the sensationalism distorts the real problems. 5G is a health problem. That's for real. The COVID-19 is not a pandemic because the total death count doesn't support it. And you know, I do think that the statement I made is something important to keep in mind, that right now the PCR test, they do a typical 35 to 40 cycle when they do the test, and what they'll do is they'll drop it. Because, I mean, it's a logarithmic scale. So 40 cycles is to increase its volume by 1 trillion. You know, 30 cycles is a billion, 40 cycles is a trillion. And they're going to reduce it. And therefore, the amount of false positives will drop. And what will happen is they'll say the vaccines are having their effect. It'll be lying. It'll be deception. And a lot of people will buy into it. And I hope my family doesn't. Anyway, there's so many things I want to tell my family. I am concerned for my family. Have you been hit by the Great Reset? Are you living in fear? Are you like that guy I mentioned yesterday who walked 20 feet away from me because he was scared of me because I don't wear a mask? Does my family live like that? I'm sorry, if you do, it's stupid. It's just plain stupid. Please, use your mind. Well, of course, if you use your mind, you might see the importance of Scripture, because it's a remarkably consistent document, and it shows the importance of love, including love that children are supposed to show towards their parents, and a wife to her husband. But this husband and dad is trying to show love to his family. My lady, I really love you.